Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Also, hi to the Sale TV audience. And matter of fact, hi to everybody at Channel 9.
Yeah, everybody said hi yesterday. We had a staff meeting yesterday. Everyone recognized Steve Cochran Show, WGN Radio. It was great to get everybody together.
And Ro and Anna, every afternoon at 3, the first hour of that program on CLTV as well.
Yep.
It's great to welcome to the studio. You know, we're getting into restaurant week here, and it's great to welcome in David Plum. One of the great restaurant stories in the country is David Plum. David Plum wants to open a restaurant. Just get out of the way and let him do it. Chicago Cut opened when?
Opened in September of 2010.
Did you have any idea it would be that big that fast?
No idea. Shocker.
Yeah, and it is one of Chicago's finest, and people around the country come in to go.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
What's a great compliment to you? Just the bodies coming through the door, or somebody that says, what a great meal?
I mean, the greatest compliment is a surprise. So, you know, we were recently in New York City, and we happened to be standing in line at the concierge desk trying to get into a New York restaurant, and the man in front of us asked the concierge there to call Chicago Cut, make a reservation for him.
How great is that?
And, you know, so I obviously tapped him tremendous. On the shoulder and asked him when he wanted to come. And
yeah, said I know a guy.
you know, when you hear stuff like that, I mean, last week I had a guy, two guys, they definitely look foreign. I walked up to him, where are you from? Germany. What are you doing in town? Well, we just came here to have dinner.
That's tremendous.
And
that's tremendous.
He goes, you know, we each saved $5,000, bought our plane ticket, our hotels, and came over because we had read so much on the internet that this was a great steakhouse.
It's an absolute must go. Yeah. If you love Chicago restaurants and you haven't done it yet, you need to. And then we have Ocean Cut.
Right. Awesome.
And Ocean Cut is awesome. And it's amazing for all the great steakhouses in Chicago. You hit this at the exact right time. We needed another great new take on seafood.
Well, it's interesting. I don't think there's a guy who goes to their doctor checkup and the doctor doesn't say to them, hey, maybe think about fish once a month.
Right, right.
And so as America is definitely eating more fish, and the concept simply is to get fish from the fishermen as quick as possible. So we bring everything in less than 24 hours out of the water. So our product's as fresh as could be. We're also highlighting fish that traditionally aren't seen in Chicago that much. I mean, we all see salmon, tuna, and halibut all the time. But, you know, when was the last time you saw fresh John Dory and fresh branzino from Greece and stuff like that? So it's very exciting to have fun, different stuff that we don't see every day.
I love the fishes. How do you keep the fish so fresh? I mean, you can't freeze it, right? So do you put it on dry ice? Or how do you keep it so quickly and get it here so fast and keep it so fresh?
He drives people out to the lake.
Yeah.
And serves them right there as it's coming out of the water.
No, but like the Greek fish. And
well,
the
I mean, fish. It's a logistics game, right? So you're talking to the people constantly all day long. And, you know, you may say to them, I need 100 of branzino. And they may say, we only got 10. And then you've got to shuffle the deck that day. You know, the great news is that if I know something first thing in the morning, I can get something from Florida up here by dinner time. So I can talk to Florida fishermen at 8 in the morning.
Is that right?
Get it here for dinner. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Give me an example. Like, what would they pull out of the water that you'd be serving that night?
Oh, I mean, so the great fish that come out of Florida, for example, I mean, you'll grab red snapper. I'll grab black bass out of Maryland. I'll grab striped bass out of Massachusetts. So you can find some stuff domestically that you can get here by dinner time if you logistically set it up in the morning. The stuff from Greece, you have to basically work a day in advance.
Now the guy, a whole day. The guy that starts out as a restaurant nut and becomes a great chef himself, is it tough for you to hire a chef because you know how you want it done?
No, not at all. I mean, there's tons of, I mean, Chicago culinary-wise is on fire. I mean, we're on fire more than New York City right now. And so it's great to see our industry just blossoming, and more people are coming to Chicago. I don't think culinary agents now say the only place to go is New York. And so Chicago is definitely on that map. And with the amount of restaurants that have opened in the last 5 to 10 years, it's unreal.
Please introduce the lovely lady to your left.
So we're very, very excited to announce that we're opening a restaurant called Southern Cut Barbecue. It's going to be at 198 East Delaware. We've hired executive chef Leanne Whippin, who is a barbecue champion herself.
Nationally known.
Nationally known. She's a judge on Pitmasters on TLC, and she makes the most amazing championship barbecue ribs I've ever had.
All right, so first off, where's a nice girl like you get in the rib business? How'd all this start?
So this came from my father. He was actually born and raised on my grandmother's hog farm in Lexington, Missouri.
Okay.
So
that's good. Start with the pigs. That's
we
good.
We started competing together 21 years ago, and in our first year, we won. Won first place in Georgia and went to the American Royal and won first place in pork. And from there, it was history. I just kept going with it and opened restaurants in Virginia, and now I'm in Chicago.
How'd you meet David?
Just through friends.
You guys knew each other's reputation. So how excited are you about this new deal?
So excited. So, yeah, the concept is wonderful. We're going to be, as David said, bringing championship ribs, pulled pork, chicken, beef brisket, but we're adding a little twist to the menu, our signature items, which we have a barbecue sundae, which is layered smoked meat, baked beans with brisket in it, coleslaw topped with barbecue sauce. And then we have the Pitmaster, which is our jalapeno cornbread topped with three different smoked meats, and again, coleslaw and barbecue sauce. So it's quite an experience.
I love barbecue. Oh,
are you a mad scientist in the kitchen when you come up with this stuff?
I just like to mix different flavors, different dry rubs. I use different woods. And so it is kind of like being a barbecue scientist.
You said you did this with your dad. At what point did you go off on your own?
It was probably 4 years in because he was he's retired now, but he was a pilot with TWA. So he had his demands of his job. So I went off on my own. I bought a big 24-foot trailer and hit the road and started vending. And
how about that?
Then opened up my restaurants in 2002 and started a catering business and ended up with three restaurants in Virginia.
Does he still have tips for you?
He always does.
It's good, Dad. It's going pretty well, but
yeah,
thanks.
No, always.
So what's the plan? You're opening when again?
Well, hold on. Let's go back to her family. So I said to her, I want to see this dessert. And she says, well, I can't get it. Can't do it till tomorrow. And I said, well, what do you mean? She says, well, I have to get the recipes from my mom.
It's true.
So mom has the old note cards, you know,
sure,
with the basket of vegetables kind of in the background.
Yeah.
Handwritten, smudge marks on the cards.
Salt to taste. Yeah.
Right.
She's coaching mom how to use her phone to take a picture and then never alone send it to her.
That's fantastic.
But we got them. Thank God.
But isn't that true of Southern cooking in particular, that it's usually a family history kind of thing?
Absolutely. And another example is we have our 10K potato salad, and I won $10,000 first place in at the World Food Championship. And I actually brought my recipe card, and it had like three different ink colors, and it's called Mom's Potato Salad.
Cool,
and we'll be
that?
Serving that as well.
That's very cool. You must love that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a huge barbecue fan. I'm a huge, you know, country, go back to your roots kind of person. So it's great.
All right. And Southern Cut opens when?
February 7th.
All right. And what's going on with the local?
The local has closed, so we're converting it into Southern Cut Barbecue.
So that's the location.
That's the location.
Got it.
Off of Michigan on Delaware, right in the Hilton Suites Hotel there.
Can I ask a rib question real quick? This is completely novice, but are you supposed to put the rub and then the sauce and then start, or do you start it on the grill and then start the basting?
So my philosophy is dry rub only. Sauce is something you can dip in later. But if you are going to use sauce, you just put it on the last 20 minutes so that it doesn't burn, because a lot of sauces have sugar in it.
Okay.
So dry rub the night before or right before it goes on to the grill, and then use indirect heat, and then direct heat, you can hit it just lightly with the sauce at that point.
No, that's a great tip, but give me one more amateur tip for barbecue nuts that maybe keep their grills open all winter.
All winter. Well, that's great. I do that too. But what I really like to do is sometimes the meat can dry out, especially when the air is dry and cold. And you can take a spray bottle and you can put some pineapple juice in it or apple juice, and it adds a little fruity flavor, and it keeps some moisture on the ribs.
And you can shoot the person who's giving you advice while they're cooking, too.
That's right.
Dave?
Yeah, I have a smoker question.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they call it? The layer of fat on a brisket.
Right.
So is that
That's called love.
It's good, David. I've seen a debate over whether that should be on top or the bottom while it's in the smoker.
So on a whole brisket, you have the point and the flat, and the point is the big heavy side, and it has a fat line running through the middle of it, and then the flat is what you use for your sliced brisket. And the fat, you should actually trim off a little of it. Some of it will render down in smoking, but I always smoke fat side up. Always, because the fat renders down onto the meat and moisturizes
it. I believe that's a phrase that pays. I always smoke fat side up. Stand by. We'll talk a little about Restaurant Week in just a second. More with David Flom and the Cuts of Chicago. Stand by for that. First this, 720 WGN.
A message.
You want to hand that to me?
Here.
Since you're eating?
I can't help myself. This is the best brisket I've ever had.
A message of acceptance made Wonder a bestseller in pseudo-Hollywood movie. Now see why a local boy is doing his best to spread that message tonight. WGN-TV Evening News at 4. We are here with the legend. David Flom is here from Chicago Cut, Ocean Cut, and Southern Cut, opening on February 7th. Let's talk about Restaurant Week for a second. What are you going to be doing?
So, I mean, Restaurant Week is a great opportunity for a restaurant to say, this is what we're doing, or launch a new menu, or this is our chef's talents. And it's really a give back to the customers. You know, if you think about what we do as restaurateurs in Chicago, we're busy. But, you know, there's not a lot of opportunities for us to go back and give it. So this is our give back to all our customers for the year. Come and have a sampling menu for a great price. We're going to put caviar, foie gras, bring some fish in that have never been seen. We're going to have freshwater prawns.
Sounds like any night at my house. Caviar, foie gras.
And at that point, you know, the customers get to try a lot of stuff that, you know, A, we're never going to make at home, and B, it may be the first time that they've ever had it, but it's a great way to try different foods. And every restaurant that participated in really brings out the best of the best, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and do you see new faces?
We see a lot of new faces. There's definitely people who aren't Chicagoans that are coming to town just for it. There's definitely people that are Chicagoans who are foodies that are going to four restaurants in a day. You know, you see all makes running around town doing this, and it's funny. It's like it's the Olympics of restaurants.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, we know this for a fact because we know it for the holidays. There's so many people that live in the burbs who will only come to the city if family is in or if they're coming down once for the holidays or something. I mean, I'd tell you, the restaurant scene, as you said, is so good.
Right.
I'd encourage you to hit all the cuts and, you know, the other great restaurants in town as well.
Make your reservations, right? Because they do fill up. Restaurant Week is very popular.
Very popular. Go on. You can go on Open Table and find stuff and stay on Open Table because obviously people will cancel and make changes and stuff will pop open last minute. It works out really, really well. I mean, I remember as a kid, we only came downtown, and the only restaurant we ate at was Greek Islands because they lit the cheese on fire, and that was about the coolest thing ever in
the 80s. It's a
home game for Andre. That's where we grew up there yet. That was Sunday dinner for us.
All right, let's go to a review of Leon's work. Now, Leon, you've had a lot of success, but this could all go away right now if Andre and Dave decide it didn't work out. What are you two eating?
I'm eating brisket.
Yeah, I tried the pork.
And, what are they eating, Leanne? They can't talk.
In a whole Boston butt shoulder, bone in. I think that it actually makes the meat taste better when the bone is in. So it was slow smoked over hickory and apple wood with our signature pig powder dry rub for about 12 to 14 hours. And breakfast for you.
The flavors are insane. I mean, it smells so good, but it tastes so delicious.
And there's a great mustard sauce with it.
Yeah, the South Carolina mustard happens to be one of my favorites. It does have a little bit of sauteed onion in it, but very traditional South Carolina. And then we have Eastern North Carolina vinegar sauce, and we have two tomato-based sauces, mild and spicy. So those four sauces will be offered at the restaurant. And then we have a second dry rub for the love of beef, and that's what we use on our beef brisket, and that's more herbaceous.
That was my blues name, Mustard Sauce. Remember that? Yeah, I think that's true. David, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're a great Chicago story, and thanks for feeding the city and beyond.
We look forward to having you there.
I look forward to coming back. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break, come back. For information on all of what you do, you want to send them to one site in particular?
Let's talk about Southern Cut since it's opening. So it's southerncutbbq.com, and we'll be ready for you on February 7th with the greatest barbecue Chicago scene.
And Leanne Whippen, congratulations.
Thank you. We'll have extensive bourbon, too, and microbrews.
Wow.
Gotta have it.
Suddenly, Ennett's going, I know where I'm going to live. He's just going to move and get a cot.
Well, I really want to go over for a visit.
Yes.
A site survey.
You know what? A site check.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. A well-being check for all the crew. They're working so hard. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much.
All right. Back with the big story next on 720 WGN.